Study Article 14. This article will be studied during the week of May 30th through June 5th. Elders, continue to imitate the Apostle Paul. Theme text: Become imitators of me. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Song 99. Myriads of Brothers. Preview: How blessed we are to benefit from the hard work of loving, caring elders. In this article, we will discuss four common challenges they face. We will also consider how the Apostle Paul's example can help elders today to meet those challenges. This material will help all of us to feel empathy for our elders and to be motivated to show them love and give them support. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: How can the Apostle Paul's example help elders today? The Apostle Paul loved his brothers. He worked tirelessly in their behalf. In turn, his fellow believers had deep affection for Paul. On one occasion, quite a bit of weeping broke out when the elders from Ephesus learned that they would never see him again. Acts 20:37. Our devoted elders likewise love their brothers and sisters very much and spare no effort when it comes to helping them. Sometimes, however, elders experience challenges. What can help them to overcome these? Our hard-working elders can consider the example of Paul. He was not superhuman. Paul was an imperfect man who at times struggled to do what was right, and he had to contend with various hardships. But Paul did not give up or lose his joy. By imitating Paul, elders can overcome the challenges they face and maintain their joy while serving Jehovah. Let us see how. Paragraph 3. Question: What will we examine in this article, and what will we be helped to do? In this article, we will examine four common challenges that elders face. 1. Balancing their preaching work with other responsibilities. 2. Being caring shepherds. 3. Coping with personal weaknesses. And 4. Dealing with the imperfections of others. We will discuss how Paul overcame each challenge and how elders can imitate his example. Balancing the preaching work with other responsibilities. Paragraph 4. Question: Why might elders find it challenging to take the lead in the preaching work? Why it can be a challenge. Elders have many responsibilities in addition to taking the lead in the preaching work. For example, many take turns presiding over the midweek meeting and conducting the congregation Bible study. They may also care for other speaking assignments. They are active in training ministerial servants and are happy to provide ongoing encouragement to the brothers and sisters. Some elders work on the building and maintenance of kingdom halls and other theocratic facilities. Still, like all in the congregation, an elder is first and foremost a minister of the good news. Paragraph 5. Question: What example did Paul set as a preacher? Paul's example. The key to Paul's success is found at Philippians 1:10, where he urges us, "Make sure of the more important things." Paul followed his own advice. He had been assigned a ministry, and for decades he viewed that ministry as one of the more important things. He preached publicly and from house to house. Acts 20:20. He did not limit his preaching activity to a certain time of day or to one day of the week. He took advantage of every opportunity to preach. For example, while waiting for his companions in Athens, he introduced the good news to a distinguished group of people with some positive results. Even while in prison bonds, Paul preached to those who were around him. Paragraph 6. Question: What training did Paul provide? Paul made the best use of his time. He often invited others to join him in the ministry. For example, on his first missionary tour, he took John Mark and on his second, Timothy. No doubt Paul endeavored to teach these men how to organize a congregation, how to carry out the shepherding work, and how to become effective teachers. Paragraph 7, question. How can elders follow Paul's admonition recorded at Ephesians 6, 14, and 15? Lesson. Elders can imitate Paul not only by preaching from door to door, but also by being ready and willing to give a witness on every occasion. Ephesians 6, 14, and 15 reads, "Stand firm, therefore, with the belt of truth fastened around your waist, wearing the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod in readiness to declare the good news of peace." For example, they can give a witness when out shopping or at their place of employment. Or when caring for theocratic building projects, they can share the good news with neighbors and vendors. Like Paul, elders can use the time spent in the ministry to train others, including ministerial servants. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraph 7. As a brother leaves his place of work, he shares the good news with a workmate. The picture caption reads, "Imitate Paul by being ready to give a witness." Paragraph 8, question. At times, what may an elder need to do? Elders should never be so busy caring for assignments in the congregation or in the circuit that they have no time for the preaching work. To remain balanced, they may on occasion need to say no to some assignments. After prayerful consideration, they may realize that they could not care for an assignment without neglecting the more important things. Such things would include conducting family worship each week, having a full share in the preaching work, or training their children in that activity. Some find it difficult to refuse a privilege of service, but they can be sure that Jehovah understands their desire to be balanced in all things. Being a caring shepherd. Paragraph 9, question. What challenge do busy elders face? Why it can be a challenge. Jehovah's people experience many trials. During these last days, all of us need encouragement, support, and comfort. And at times, some need help to avoid wrong conduct. Of course, elders cannot remove all the trials that Jehovah's people face. Even so, Jehovah wants elders to do what they can to encourage and protect His sheep. How can busy elders find the time to provide the needed assistance? Paragraph 10, question. In line with 1 Thessalonians 2:7, how did Paul care for Jehovah's people? Paul's example. Paul looked for ways to commend his brothers and build them up. Elders do well to follow his loving example by treating Jehovah's people with tender affection. 1 Thessalonians 2:7 reads, "On the contrary, we became gentle in your midst, as when a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children." Paul assured fellow worshipers that he loved them and that Jehovah loved them. Paul treated those in the congregation as friends, spending time with them. He showed that he trusted them by speaking openly about his own fears and weaknesses. Paul, however, did not focus on his own problems. Rather, he wanted to help his brothers. Paragraph 11, question. Why did Paul counsel his brothers and sisters? At times, Paul needed to counsel his brothers and sisters. But he never did so to vent his frustration. He gave counsel because he cared about them and wanted to protect them from various dangers. He tried to make his counsel easy to understand, and he cared about how it was received. For example, in a letter to the Corinthians, Paul gave strong counsel. After writing that letter, he sent Titus to them. Paul was anxious to learn how they responded to his letter. How happy he was to find out that they had taken the counsel well. Paragraph 12, question. How can elders strengthen fellow worshipers? Lesson. Elders can follow Paul's example by spending time with fellow worshipers. One way to do this is to arrive early at congregation meetings in order to have meaningful conversations with others. It often takes just a few minutes to provide some loving encouragement that a brother or a sister needs. An elder who follows Paul's example will also strengthen fellow worshipers by using God's word to build them up and to assure them of God's love for them. Further, he expresses his love for those under his care. He keeps in touch with them and looks for opportunities to commend them. When an elder must offer counsel, he bases it on God's word. He is specific but kind because he cares about how his words are received. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraphs 10 and 12. An elder warmly shepherds a brother who tends to isolate himself. The picture caption reads, "Commend others and build them up." Coping with personal weaknesses. Paragraph 13. Question: What effect can personal weaknesses have on an elder? Why it can be a challenge. Elders are not perfect. Like everyone else, they make mistakes. They may at times struggle to have a balanced view of their weaknesses. Some might focus on their limitations so much that they become discouraged. Others might be quick to excuse their failings, causing them to become complacent and not make the needed adjustments. Paragraph 14. Question: According to Philippians 4:13, how did humility help Paul to cope with his weaknesses? Paul's example. Paul humbly recognized that he could not cope with his weaknesses on his own. He needed the strength that God can provide. Earlier, Paul had been a headstrong, harsh persecutor of Christians. But later, he acknowledged his shortcomings and was willing to change his attitude and personality. With Jehovah's help, Paul became a loving, compassionate, humble shepherd. He was painfully aware of his imperfections, yet he chose to trust in Jehovah's forgiveness rather than dwell on his failings. He did not expect to be perfect. Instead, he worked hard to improve his Christian personality and humbly relied on Jehovah's help to accomplish his work. Philippians 4:13 reads, "For all things I have the strength through the one who gives me power." Paragraph 15. Question: What balanced view should elders have of their weaknesses? Lesson: Elders are not appointed because they are perfect. Jehovah, though, does expect them to admit their mistakes and to cultivate a Christian personality. An elder should examine himself in the light of God's word and make any needed adjustments. Then Jehovah will help him to be happy and successful. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraphs 14 and 15. A brother provides helpful advice for someone who has taken offense over a matter. The picture caption reads, "Work hard to overcome personal weaknesses." Dealing with the imperfections of others. Paragraph 16. Question: What could happen if an elder focused on the imperfections of others? Why it can be a challenge. Elders may become aware of the imperfections of those in the congregation because of working closely with them. If not careful, however, elders could become frustrated, harsh, or judgmental. Paul warned Christians that Satan would like them to do that. Paragraph 17. Question: How did Paul view his brothers and sisters? Paul's example. He kept a positive view of his brothers and sisters. He was well aware of their mistakes, for at times their actions even affected him personally. Nevertheless, Paul knew the difference between bad conduct and bad people. He loved his brothers and focused on their good qualities. If his brothers and sisters were struggling to do the right thing, he assumed that their motives were good and that they simply needed help. Paragraph 18, question, what do you learn from how Paul dealt with Euodia and Syntyche's situation? Consider, for example, how Paul dealt with two sisters in the congregation in Philippi. Philippians 4:1-3 reads, consequently, my brothers whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in this way in the Lord, my beloved ones. I urge Euodia, and I urge Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I request you also, as a true fellow worker, to keep assisting these women who have striven side by side with me for the good news, along with Clement, as well as the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. Euodia and Syntyche seem to have allowed personal differences to cause a rift between them. Paul was not harsh or judgmental. He focused on their good qualities. They were faithful sisters who had built up a fine record. Paul knew that Jehovah loved them. Paul's positive view of these sisters motivated him to encourage them to resolve their differences. His outlook also allowed him to keep his joy and maintain strong friendships with those in that congregation. Paragraph 19, question A, how can elders keep a positive view of fellow worshipers? Question B, what can you learn from the picture of the elder cleaning the kingdom hall? Lesson. Elders, look for the good qualities that your brothers and sisters possess. Each one is imperfect, yet each one has qualities we can admire. True, elders may from time to time need to adjust the thinking of a brother or a sister. But like Paul, elders should strive to look beyond a person's irritating words and actions. Instead, they do well to focus on that individual's love for Jehovah, his endurance in serving God, and his potential for doing good. Elders who have a positive view create a warm and nurturing environment in the congregation. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraph 19. An elder is not critical of a brother who has become distracted from doing a task he had volunteered for. The picture caption reads, "Try not to be judgmental of others." Continue to imitate Paul. Paragraph 20, question, how can elders continue to benefit from Paul's example? You elders will find it helpful to continue studying Paul's example. For instance, in the Watchtower Publications Index, you could look under the main heading, Paul, and then the subheading, Example for Elders. As you read some of the material listed there, ask yourself, how can Paul's example help me to maintain my joy while accomplishing my work as an elder? Paragraph 21, question, what can elders be sure of? Elders, remember that Jehovah is not asking you to be perfect. He is asking you to be faithful. Jehovah appreciated Paul's hard work and faithfulness. You can be sure that God also values what you do in His service. Jehovah will never forget your work and the love you showed for His name by ministering and continuing to minister to the holy ones. Hebrews 6:10. What can help elders? To balance the preaching work with other responsibilities. To be caring shepherds. To cope with the imperfections of others. Song 87. Come, be refreshed. End of article.